This is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio with a special segment on a new CD compilation. I'll jump right in and let the producer, Thomas Renishevsky, give us the intro.
The first song, Stay, which is by Gregory Douglass, is a song that I heard him do, I guess about a year ago, when I was first started working on this project, and I knew the minute that I heard it that that was going to set the mood for the entire CD. I couldn't imagine anything more appropriate for this project.
All the angry girls and boys all together waiting on a revolution. All the angry girls and boys trying hard to get along, getting to stay with me tonight. All night. All night. All the angry girls and boys holding down the embassy, a celebration.
What was the inspiration for this project?
The inspiration for the project was, of course, I guess it's from an artistic standpoint first, is that I had this urge the past couple of years to put together another CD, and I wasn't quite sure what direction I wanted to take it. And I had heard that there was a shelter in New York, that there was quite a few shelters in New York that dealt with homeless gay and lesbian youth. In fact, there was one particular shelter where a friend of mine was a board member, and it was through him that I had my eyes open to this problem, that in New York on any given night are thousands of kids walking the streets of New York. And it was then that I thought, well, you know, maybe this urge that I have to create something new can be channeled to this. New alternatives for LGBT homeless youth in New York was the one that seemed to be really the one that I felt I wanted to focus on. And this was done through Gables of Cape May County. Gables is gays, bisexuals, lesbians of Cape May County. It's a community group, nonprofit community group. And I've been a member of Gables, I guess, 14 or 15 years now. And I told my friend Craig Van Baal, who is the president of Gables, about the idea. And he and I went to New York City. Craig and I went up to New York City and we visited New Alternatives. And we made the decision that, you know, Gables would produce the CD and New Alternatives would be the beneficiary of this project. And also, part of the money also goes to Gables as well with Jasani, their Jasani program, which, as you know, Jasani International helps establish and promote gay and straight alliances in high schools and colleges and so forth. So the whole project benefits gay and lesbian youth.
Now, what's the theme that runs through the whole album?
Hope. Hope that it's not as bad as it seems to be. There's also the theme, another theme that runs through the songs that was very important in the songs that I chose for the CD is the theme of, you know, kind of what the kids go through. Just as much as there's hope, there's also the other side of the coin. There's despair. There's hopelessness. So hopefully the, you know, what you get out of this CD is that there is hope, and each of the songs sort of reflects on what the kids go through, what it's like to be alone, to be cast out, and so forth.
I see that you wrote or co-wrote several of the songs, and I want to ask about those individually.
Yeah.
Tell me about the title track, I Hear on the Streets.
Wow, and that's couldn't be any more relevant than and right now with everything going on as far as the bullying and the young deaths and so forth. I Hear on the Streets was inspired by a movie, and it was a documentary about the life of Jimmy Wheeler. It was called Jim in Bold. And Jimmy Wheeler was a young high school student who was from Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and his family used to vacation in Cape May, New Jersey. Jimmy was a poet. He was also an artist. And he was tormented horribly as a student. He was bullied. He had a lot of difficulty coming to terms with his sexuality. He had a lot of difficulty, obviously, being bullied. I think at the age of 18 or 19, he committed suicide. And in the film, family is interviewed. And it was when I saw the film that I realized that they vacationed in Cape May. And the mother talks about how Jimmy, when he was in Cape May, which is where I live, felt very comfortable there, felt very safe walking around, walking the streets. And it was at a time back in the 90s when I was kind of going through a lot, and I also walked sort of the streets at night, so to speak, just going for long walks, thinking, processing things, and so forth. After I saw the movie, I thought, you know, wow, what were the chances that we probably passed in the night? And that's where this song comes from. I wrote a poem called I Hear on the Streets. It was a very short poem about that. And it wasn't until I shared the poem with my friends Emily Nyman and Lynn Berry, who were songwriters. Lynn Berry is a poet and also lyricist for her partner, Emily, that we decided to make it into a song. And we wanted Scott Friedman to record the song. And he is just absolutely magnificent. And Scott has the voice of an angel, piano and voice that he has on his recording of it. And he just did a magnificent job. And that's the title track, I Hear on the Streets.
I hear on the streets, we may have passed in the night. stepping through shadows, searching for kindness, safe from the fight. And I call for you now, but you're not there. Still I whisper your name in a desperate prayer. Dreams we were lovers, sharing nights undefined. You a moment too early, me always one step behind. I followed your footprints that day on the beach, with peace and acceptance within our reach. Perhaps I would have saved you on quieter shores. Chances, are we really safe from this fight? Every day a battle just to keep our souls alive. Tragically, in the end, you were the one to take your life. Now I need to know, why did you go? Had so much more to say, so much more to write in bold. I'm still reaching for you now, but you can't feel. Was there more that you had to conceal? Should I keep looking? How one man's bleeding can make another's heart heal. Streets we may have passed in the night, stepping through shadows, searching for kindness, safe from the fight. Still I long for you, though you're not there. I'll just wait.
I'm pleased you got Scott to sing.
Oh, man, isn't he great?
I've been a fan of his a long time.
Oh, well, I don't think there's anything he's ever done that I haven't, like, fallen in love with.
I've got everything he's done.
Me too. He's amazing. He's amazing. When we wrote that song, I wanted him to record that song because I felt that he was me. He was me singing it. He was my voice. He was my alter ego, so to speak, singing that song.
It looks like Emily Nyman has another track dedicated to Jim Wheeler.
Yes. While we were writing I Hear on the Streets, she and Lynn kept coming up with other ideas. And finally, at one point, they realized, you know, ooh, we have another song altogether here. So we finished I Hear on the Streets, and the two of them continued and wrote Poet Painter, which is absolutely magnificent. So I was really lucky to get this song on there, too.
Forever.
you wrote another song on here called Will You Know Who I Am?
Yeah, and it's my favorite song, one of my favorite songs that I've written. It was more of a personal song than it was of, homeless kids, although it's still fitting. It has a lot of common threads in it, and basically it's about death. It's about questioning whether when someone is gone, if when they go into whatever is next, the next dimension, the next life, if this consciousness that continues recognizes the other person, if we're recognized in the same way, which is kind of a personal issue for me. But basically that's what that song is. If you didn't know that background of the song, then it could certainly be applied to anyone who is sort of lost and looking for someone that they've longed for.
Thomas wrote it and Kathy Fowler sings it. Will You Know Who I Am?
From knowing you a while, I know that you don't do a lot of vocals on your own work, but you did on...
When You Were Here, yeah.
When You Were Here.
Yeah, that was... yeah, we have known each other a long time, haven't we? I was actually tricked into doing that, believe it or not, because I always vowed I wouldn't sing on any of my own songs. But when we were in the studio, George Mesterhazy, who's my producer, and Bob Fowler, who's the engineer, and also Kathy Fowler, who is a singer, that's Bob's wife. When we were in the studio producing the album, we went in one night and we laid down a few of the instrumental track. And my goal was to have Kathy sing it, and Kathy kept telling me that she felt it was too personal for someone else to sing other than me. And we took a break one night while Kathy and George were talking. Bob asked me to come downstairs and to the studio and just lay down a vocal track for my song so Kathy could use it as a guide. They could see how it sounded and so forth. And I did it, and they decided that they were going to use my vocal on it. I told them I didn't want them to, and they said, no, we're going to do it. So I thought, oh well, there you have it. So I was kind of tricked into doing it, but I guess I sound all right. I don't know.
I'll stay here while you sleep. Hugs and kites and soft goodnights take you to each golden morning. Set free the worries that you keep. Wave goodbye, now watch them fly. There's another new day dawning. You'll be breathing life in. Always and forever, never being far, my guiding star, where I'll find the joy you left behind. Each and every moment so meant more to me with you beside me. The heart was lightened. You'll be breathing life in me, always and forever, never being far, my guiding star, where I'll find the joy you left behind. Each and every moment so meant more to me with you. Houses dark, the winds are blowing, and when ovation fills the room, take a bow, we'll know somehow there's a brighter spotlight glowing. You
life in me, always and forever, never be far. My guiding star, where I'll find the joy you left behind, each and every moment so meant more to me when you of it all.
after Thomas Renishevsky's song When You Were Here was New York City artist Mara Levy, who contributed the song Sweet Misery. I mentioned at the beginning that I knew most of the artists on the project, including ones you'll hear shortly, such as Josh Zuckerman, Eric Hyman, Nomalee Brennett, Ruben Bouchard, and L.A. artist Sasha Sackett, who we got to next.
How about Sasha?
Sasha, oh man, what a talent he is. Sasha, his song At a Time was another one that I actually got to the point where I didn't ask Sasha exactly what the lyrics meant, because to me, they were perfect for this CD. The opening lyrics, as beautiful as they are suicidal. It speaks of suicide and despair and hopelessness once again. But he does it in such a, he presents it in such a beautiful way that you know it's that under the surface of that, there's this ocean of hope and support. And that's why I like that song.
You came at a time when I would hurt myself with plates and microwaves. I would break my brain, go for gold, then go insane when I get. Thought I had to choose. You can wait till I'm better, just don't stay. Say that it's time I won't pray. Swear it's not over, just do
I know Josh.
He's a great guy. Josh Zuckerman does so much for the gay community, especially in New Jersey, where he's from. That was sort of a no-brainer to get Josh on this, because the work that Josh does for the gay and lesbian community is really amazing, really fantastic. You know, if there's a function, if there's something to help, you know, gay youth or the gay community, you can bet that Josh is going to be there giving his time.
People that were all around were the teachers that helped me on my journey. You're my, you're my, you're my. What was a boy to do living with a father who did not know love or how to be a dad? Now that I'm older, I can learn to feel, can learn to cry. But living with myself, it ain't so bad. You're my, you're my, you're my. My inspiration that keeps me alive. Won't you try, won't you try, won't you try to pass the candle that burns deep inside. Let us make the world today a better place for the human race. Inspire someone else like you have me. Won't forget where I came from, what I have been, what I have learned, what keeps me striving to be a better man is love, love, I give you love. This four-letter word from up above, it is something the world needs so much more of. Seed for someone else to grow it. Reach down into your heart and give today, begin to start to love one another so someone else can show it. You're my, you're my, you're my. My inspiration that keeps me alive. Won't you try, won't you try, won't you try the candle that burns deep inside. You're my, you're my, you're my. My inspiration that keeps me alive. Won't you try, won't you try, won't you try to pass the candle that burns deep inside. You're my, you're my, you're my. My inspiration that keeps me alive. Won't you try, won't you try, won't you try to pass the candle that burns deep inside.
Josh Zuckerman contributed that track called My Inspiration, and it's also found on his latest album, Got Love. And Eric Hyman's contribution, called Stranded, came from his album, Dark Horse.
And how did you get the track from Eric Hyman?
I contacted Eric Hyman, and I told him what we were working on, and he sent me a file of the song to listen to. Someone had told me to ask him specifically about that song, because I had never heard that song of Eric's before. And when I heard it, it was obviously really appropriate for this project.
Little boy, you'll find your way home, because home is
So tell me about the Nomley Brennett track.
Once again, like all the others, I just felt it was totally appropriate for this project. The one thing that I liked about Herb, I mean, and it's funny because the first thing I usually listen to are the lyrics. And when I first heard this track, Let Love In, before I even was paying attention to the lyrics, I was just really taken in with her, just her voice, the quality of her voice, which was just one of those voices that sort of transports you to somewhere else when you hear it. Just a beautiful, beautiful voice.
To me, her music has a calming effect.
Doesn't it? Yes. It has a very calming effect. In fact, it's funny you say that because when I first heard this, when I first heard Let Love In, I must have played it over. I just let it keep repeating. And it must have played over dozens of times while I just, you know, thought about it and listened to it and worked on other things, and it was sort of like a background. If there was a such thing that was a background track or a soundtrack to the creation of the CD, it was probably Let Love In, because it really it put me in the frame of mind that I needed to be in to really focus on a lot of the details of putting the album together.
Thank you. get it right. Give up this fight and let love in. Come on, heart, lay down your guard. It's not that hard to let love in. Come on, heart, just open up. Isn't this what we wanted more of? Someone to love. 'Cause I am dying. It's 4 a.m. and I am crying to let love in. And I am bending and wilting just like flowers without water. I will wither. Come on, heart, could we just try this time to let love in. Come on, heart, give it a shot. Ready or not, you know we've got to let love in. Cause I am dying. It's 4 a.m. and I am crying to let love in. 'Cause I am bending and wilting just like flowers without water. I will get it right. Give up this fight. Give up this fight. Give up this fight. And there.
This is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio, and again, I'm very pleased to be able to share this entire album with you, and to have Thomas Renishevsky be our guide. You can tell how much the project means to him by the answer to my next question.
If I gave you 30 seconds to tell me about this album and why it's important, can you do that?
Yeah. This album is important because it goes directly to kids whose very families and friends are not giving them the support they need. These are kids who are not just from New York. These kids are from everywhere. These kids are from South Jersey, from Pennsylvania, from the Midwest, and they go to New York because they think they're going to be accepted there because things will be easier there. When they get there, they find that's not true, and they're out on the streets. They have nowhere to go. This album raises awareness for those kids and the money goes to helping new alternatives for LGBT homeless youth and to Gable's Jasani project to help those kids beat the shelter system and be self-sufficient.
Wonderful. That was about a minute, but worth every second. I've got one more song, and before you hear it, I'm going to recap the information. The CD is called I Hear on the Street, and you can find it at the usual suspects, such as CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and so on. For info on the charities benefiting from the CD, go to www.gablescapemay.com and www.newalternativesnyc.org. Go to that last site, and right away you'll see a photo of a group of GLBT youth who were homeless and now have big smiles, so you can see what good you can help these projects do. So, we're ready for the last song, and it's called Another Grace, which is the perfect closer for an album and this show. I thank Thomas Renishevsky for this interview, and he'll tell you about that song.
And the last song on here that you co-wrote was with Reuben Bouchart.
Yeah, Reuben Bouchart. He is a wonderful songwriter out of New York. And he performs, the song is Another Grace, and he performs that with Kiki Hawkins, who is really quite a talent in her own right. She was one of the singers with Patti LaBelle. She toured with her quite often. And Reuben, years ago, used to be with the group Anthony and the Johnsons. This kind of goes back to your first question, what's the one theme of the album? And the theme is hope, and that's what Another Grace is about. It was written based on conversations I had with a dear friend of mine, Kevin Anderson, who died of AIDS in 1999. And during Kevin's last summer, he was talking about how each day that he woke up was like a grace period, because he knew his days were numbered, basically, and each day was a grace period. It was like another grace that he had, another day to live and make the most of things. And it was sort of based on that, those conversations we had, that Reuben and I wrote Another Grace.
Across the way.